It is time now for Wonderful Water, our monthly check-in with the folks at Owassa. Owassa.org is their website, O-W-A-S-A. A couple of months ago, we talked about Owassa's annual water quality report card. They also have a wastewater quality report card, and we'll be talking about that this time around with Jennifer Hunter, who is the lab supervisor at the wastewater treatment plant at Mason Farm. She is with us on the phone today to talk about the wastewater report card. Jennifer, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us about yourself. How long have you been with Owassa?
I'm actually fairly new to Owassa. I relocated to Owassa from Florida in February. So I'm new to the company and new to North Carolina.
Awesome. What's the difference for you working in this field between Florida and North Carolina? Is it similar or very different?
The work itself is fairly similar. The regulatory environment is much different, though. North Carolina regulates things quite differently than Florida does.
More so, less so, or just different?
Just different. It's all based on EPA standards, so everybody's working from the same template, but each state has their own little particular ways of reporting things and doing things. So that's been my biggest transition so far.
So tell us about the wastewater treatment system here in Orange County in Chapel Hill Carborough. What's a typical day like for you, and how does our wastewater get cleaned?
Sure. So the team here at the Mason Farm Wastewater Treatment Plant, it ranges from operators to maintenance crews to the laboratory scientists. And I can't stress enough that it's truly a team effort to run this plant effectively and efficiently. And I'm super proud to be part of this dedicated group of folks that we have here. In the wastewater report card, we highlight our operations supervisor, Will Lawson, and it's been a real pleasure working with him since I've been here. The wastewater plant provides an essential service to our customers and to the community. So since the COVID crisis hit and phase one was implemented in mid-March, we've really, really transitioned our workforce to maintain our service levels here so that we're still meeting our regulatory requirements and doing the things that we need to do as a utility, but also ensuring the safety and the health of our workers. So that's required a bunch of rethinking who's working when and maybe shifting some schedules and processes around. But it's been very, very great. And I'm just overwhelmed at how much Owassa cares about its employees. It's one of their values on the website. If you go to the owassa.org and look at their website, our employees is one of their values. And it really shows how much they've bent over backwards to ensure that our safety is just as important as cleaning the wastewater. So I couldn't really tell you about a typical day because I got sent home to work from home after about being here about a month. So it's been unusual,
Fair. But
we're looking forward to getting back to typical days. And I'll let you know what routine looks like when we see it again.
So in terms of the process for cleaning wastewater and treating it, what is that process like, and then what's the end product when it's done?
Sure. So the treatment process on the wastewater end is a combination of physical, chemical, and biological processes. And when I say biological, we have microorganisms here at the plant, and we call them our bugs. We love the bugs. The bugs do the heavy lifting of pulling the contaminants out of the wastewater. They metabolize pathogens and contaminants that aren't allowed to discharge into Morgan Creek. And it takes a lot of work on our end for the operators to maintain a good ecosystem for those bugs to work optimally. So some of the other processes we have, the wastewater goes through extensive clarification, filtration, and disinfection processes. And once it exits the plant, some of it is discharged into Morgan Creek. But it's cleaned to a very high quality standard, and it's safe for the environment and for communities downstream of us. Eventually, it makes its way to Jordan Lake, the Cape Fear River, and the Atlantic. And all of the world's water system is interconnected and interdependent, and it's shared by everybody. So this part of it is very highly treated. The end goal of wastewater treatment is to ensure that our used and treated water does not have adverse impacts on the environment downstream of us. And ultimately, there's no such thing as new water. All the water that you have today is the same water that the dinosaurs used. So it's all reused and recycled endlessly in this big cycle. And our wastewater treatment plant is just one part of that cycle. And when you asked about what happens at the end of the process, well, we actually have three end products at our wastewater treatment plant. One of them is the clean water that we replace back into the environment. One of them is clean water that we reuse for non-drinking purposes within our community, and we generate biosolids that have beneficial uses as well. So that makes us a good steward of the community and our neighbors and for the environment. If you want to know more about the treatment processes in particular, they're detailed pretty thoroughly on the HWASA.org website. So you can go there and read up more if you're really, really interested in the intricacies of wastewater treatment.
Speaking with Jennifer Hunter, and again, HWASA.org, the website for more information. You can also go there to get the wastewater report card, which we're talking about today. And when people go to the website and they check out the report card, what will they see?
Oh, they're going to see all kinds of nice things about what we do with your wastewater when it comes to us. It's a very nice layout. It underwent a pretty thorough overhaul last year, and we've built upon that this year and updated all of the data. There isn't much change between last year and this year, just a little bit of a different layout. We detail what we do here at the wastewater plant. We'd have an expose on our operations supervisor. There's some nice graphics in there to show you what happens through the process and where it goes, and there's some charts that tell you about just how clean the water is.
Any particular numbers or any particular charts or data that jump out at you looking at it that folks should know about?
Nothing particular that jumps out. We really clean our water. We meet and exceed most of all the regulatory standards that we have for our plant. So, I mean, if there were big changes from year to year, they would be bad ones, and that's not what we're looking for here. So we want to maintain that very super high quality of wastewater that we discharge, and we've done that. We do that year over year, and we're very proud of that.
Speaking again with Jennifer Hunter. So I haven't really mentioned this yet in this conversation, but in the past we've talked about the relationship between HWASA and UNC and the work that both of you have done to increase the usage of reclaimed water. What does that mean for wastewater treatment?
Well, one of the HWASA's mission, vision, and values, they include environmental responsibility and sustainability. So our partnership with UNC is extremely important to us. We value it highly. And we developed the reclaim system jointly with them because we saw a need early in the 2000s to increase and diversify our water supply when we went through a drought. And UNC has always been very strongly in favor of sustainability and reuse whenever they can. So those two dovetailed very nicely at the end of the 2000s. And so in 2009, our reclaim system went online with UNC. So instead of providing treated drinking water, potable water for UNC, we provide them up to 2 million gallons of reclaimed water per day. Now, that's the maximum. We don't normally send that on an average, but over the 10 years that we've had this service, we provided UNC almost 2.5 billion gallons of reclaimed water, which is equal to filling one of our reservoirs at University Lake five times over. So think about all the water that we haven't wasted. You know, we've recycled that back into our system, and it's just done wonders for us.
That's incredible. I imagine the numbers have kind of changed with COVID and less activity on campus, right?
Yes, that's true. It's had some changes in like the chemistry of the water that comes back as well, but nothing that needs to be concerning. And that partnership is very strong with us. And we're hoping that once COVID is under control and the students are allowed back on campus and that all of us can return to some sense of normalcy, that we can build upon that reclaim system and you know, increase those opportunities wherever we can get them.
Well, again, speaking with Jennifer Hunter, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks ought to know about the report card or about wastewater treatment or any place that folks can go other than the website to get more information?
The only big thing that's happened since COVID is probably the biggest thing we've been seeing on the wastewater end is flushable wipes. I can't stress enough that there's no such thing as flushable wipes. people have been using wipes more often since COVID, and bless them for doing so. Just please throw them in the garbage. pages 8 and 9 go into detail about some of the things that can cause sewer overflows and the do's and don'ts of what to put down the drain or to flush down the toilet. So please read those over carefully, study them. That's your homework. So that's been the biggest impact from COVID. I encourage everybody to go to the website and please ask us questions if you have any. We haven't been able to have any tours since COVID for safety reasons, so we're really looking forward to being able to do those things again and engage in outreach activities. But in the meantime, feel free to call our phone number or go to the website and shoot us questions. We really love to answer those questions, and we want to be a good steward for the community. So please keep in touch.
And again, owasa.org is the website, O-W-A-S-A, owasa.org. Go there now. Jennifer Hunter, lab supervisor at the Mason Farm Wastewater Treatment Plant. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.